Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg today up to 30. Pretoria and Rustenburg a high of 33 degrees.
In Pretoria, collision on Eske Ampaklele Drive southbound at Barabastat. It's causing queuing traffic.
In your sport headlines, Nick Kyrgios expected to return for the Australian Open and former Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp to head Red Bull's football operations.
We start in Limpopo with a story that's just in. A police sergeant has been arrested in connection with a number of murders.
At this stage, she is being linked to at least 6 murders. We are told she took out funeral policies, accidental life covers, life policies for these particular 6 individuals that were community members.
The 43-year-old sergeant was arrested at the police station in Sambawana in Limpopo this morning. National Police spokesperson Atlenda Mate was on the scene. She told SABC TV evidence shows the suspect has pocketed at least 10 million rand.
The investigation will reveal who was assisting her in these particular cases, but what we know is that she preyed on destitute, disadvantaged, mentally disturbed.
Still in Limpopo, where 35 primary school children were rushed for medical care with suspected food poisoning. The Limpopo Education Department is investigating yesterday's incident at the Makaklule Primary School in Malamulele. The children have all since been released from a hospital and a clinic. To Tshwane, where it's all hands on deck for the new mayor on her first morning on the job.
We are definitely going to knock into her door so that we push the issue of reinstating the remaining 41 unfairly dismissed employees.
Precious Tseledi from the Municipal Works Union, SAMWU, says they will call on the mayor to give the workers their jobs back. They were fired for embarking on an unprotected strike earlier this year. 31 of these SAMWU workers are bus drivers from the Tshwane Bus Service. They will appear before the city's disciplinary committee today for being part of the illegal strike in May. This means there will be 15 fewer buses today and tomorrow. The city of Tshwane warns that it will cause disruptions across 160 bus routes. More about the buses to be affected and the election of Nasipi Moya as the new mayor of the capital. It's at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. In the US, Hurricane Milton crashed into the Florida coast through the night, packing furious winds and triggering life-threatening storm surges. Milton made landfall as a Category 3 storm. But before it hit, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis warned of an unprecedented number of tornadoes.
There's already been 116 tornado warnings with 19 confirmed touchdowns throughout the state.
And for the rest of us, Mother Nature is also flexing her muscles. A massive ball of plasma and accompanying magnetic field ejected from the sun is expected to strike Earth this morning. US forecasters say it's not possible to make accurate predictions of any expected interruptions and geomagnetic storms until around 15 to 30 minutes before impact, when it crosses tracking satellites a million miles from Earth. I'm Gerda de Souza, your top story die hier. 'N vroue polisie-sergeant is in Limpopo vasgetrek vir die moorde van minstens 6 gemeenskapslede.
Absoluut shocker, Gerda.
Ja.
Hey?
And you know, it's just as you hear the information and more comes out and more comes out and you hear who she preyed on and who she would use as her victims and how she would do it. It's you cannot sometimes believe your ears.
But it's so similar to the story of what's her name, Rosemary, so, also a police sergeant.
Very good observation, Felicity. And it is the same police investigator who caught Rosemary, who caught this police sergeant this morning.
No way.
I think there's a documentary there. They should follow that lady rather.
Mm. Yeah, there's a connection. Mm. Well spotted.
Wow. So Rosemary was family members. This lady was just community members who she saw was weak, and she would just go for them. Yes, exactly.
I'm sure you'll keep us posted. Thank you, Gerda. Yeah.